go back to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 29. Perhaps the question that I get asked most often is, often presented more of a statement, the Bible never says the Yeshua is God, does it? The answer is, yes, it does. And we're going to start in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 29. The very last phrase says what? Against the Holy One of Israel. The Bible uses that phrase, the Holy One of Israel, 31 times. 31 times. And I want to look at each of them and see who the Bible is describing as the Holy One of Israel. Is it describing God? Is it describing Yeshua? Who is it? Let's start the first one. It's in 2 Kings chapter 19. 2 Kings chapter 19. Verse 22. Second Kings 19, verse 22. Got it? It says, whom have you reproached and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers, you have reproached the Lord. So who in 2 Kings 19 is the Holy One of Israel? The Lord. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with your mouth that the Lord is Yeshua. They left out the word is. It says in our English, the Lord Jesus. They make Lord sound like an adjective describing Jesus. It's not, it's a noun. So if you acknowledge that the Lord is Yeshua, and it's talking about the same Lord that we see back here.
If we look back at verse 20, it also
tells you who's speaking. It says the Tetragrammaton, the Lord God of Israel. Yeah, the Tetragrammaton is speaking. The Yod Heh Vav Heh. Yeah. Next place is Psalm 71. Psalm 71. The Psalms are full of prophecy. Psalm 71, verse 22. We're going to do three different Psalms before we go on to Isaiah. Psalm 71, verse 22. Also with the lute I will praise you. Lute's a musical instrument. And your faithfulness, O my God, to you I will sing with the harp, a Holy One of Israel. So who is the Bible describing as the Holy One of Israel here?
God.
So if the Holy One of Israel is the Lord, and the Holy One of Israel is God, does that mean that the Lord is God?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the name Isaiah means, is the Lord is God. Go to Psalm 78:41. Yael is the Lord is God. That's Joel.
Yeah.
Isaiah is Yeshayahu, the Lord is salvation. Or Yeshua is the Lord. Yeah. Okay. Psalm 78:41.
I mean, it seems like the name Joel is just like, here it is.
Here it is, yeah. Psalm 78:41. Yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. So who's being called the Holy One of Israel here? God. So in 2 Kings 19, it was Lord. In Psalm 71:22, it's God. Psalm 78:41 is God. Let's go to Psalm 89, verse 18. Psalm 89, verse 18. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Who's being called the Holy One of Israel here? The Lord, the Tetragrammaton. Those four Hebrew letters, Yod Heh Vav Heh. Now let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead, Miss Mullaney. Slow down. Okay. Okay. So you got 1 through 4, right? You got all those references. Just shake your head yes. Okay. The fourth one was Psalm 89, verse 18. That's number 4. The fifth one is Isaiah chapter 1.
You know that reference that you just referenced in Psalm 89:18?
Yeah.
That's important too, because that lets you know who was speaking to Moses at the burning bush.
Yes, it sure does.
Because that's who was, so the Holy One of Israel is the Tetragrammaton, and that's who was speaking to Moses.
Yeah. So who gave the Ten Commandments back on Mount Sinai? It was Yeshua. The Holy One of Israel. So number 5 is Isaiah chapter 1, verse 4. It says, "Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord, they provoke to anger the Holy One of Israel." So in Isaiah 1, verse 4, the Holy One of Israel is the Lord. That's the Tetragrammaton, those four Hebrew letters. Number 6 is Isaiah chapter 5. Why didn't I quit after just 5? Because there's more information coming. Number 6 is Isaiah chapter 5. Verse 19, yes, we are. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 19.
If you think that, if it's in here this many times, God's trying to make a point.
Yep, that's true. Let's say, "Let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it." So who is being referred to here as the Holy One of Israel? It's the Lord of hosts and God, both terms. Uh-huh. Yeah, you have to go back to verse 16, but the Lord of hosts and God who is holy. So why add the Lord of hosts? What is the Lord of hosts? That's Messiah who comes in Revelation 19. It's very clearly Messiah. And the Lord of hosts is also called God, as well as the Holy One of Israel. Is there a book in the Bible where God calls Messiah God? Yeah, that's in Hebrews chapter 1. But we're not there yet. I'm watching Mulaney's pencil. Okay. Number 7 is Isaiah 5:24. "Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law, the Torah, of the Lord of hosts." Who gave the Torah? Lord of hosts. That's Messiah, Yeshua.
Isaiah
5:24. So the same chapter. It's number 7. It's Isaiah 5:24. "Because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel." So again, the Holy One of Israel is the Lord of hosts.
And for what it's worth,
Daniel says,
between the word rejected and the law of the Lord of hosts, there's 8.
Between the word rejected and the law of the Lord of hosts, there's the Aleph Tav. With the Sere vowel. They've rejected Messiah. In verse 24, because they have rejected, there's something before the law of the Lord of hosts, and that's the Aleph Tav that indicates Messiah. So they've rejected Messiah. the law of the Lord of hosts. How can they call Messiah the law?
In the beginning was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. Yeah.
And there's another one too in the next line. And despised, and then there's the Aleph Tav, the Word of the Holy One.
And despised again, the Aleph Tav that represents Messiah, the Word of the Holy One of Israel. Yeah.
Just a little something a little deeper there.
Yeah. And believe it or not, I have that written there too. Are we ready for number 8? Not yet. Okay. She's still writing. Whoa. I got two questions or comments. It's probably, where are we? Let's see. Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Good points, Edmund. Are we ready now? Number 8 is Isaiah chapter 10. Verse 20. Isaiah 10, verse 20. And it shall come to pass in that day. In what day? Day of the Lord, that the remnant of Israel and such as have escaped of the house of Jacob will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. So who is the Holy One of Israel here?
Tetragrammaton.
The Tetragrammaton, the Lord. And it goes on in verse 20 to say, the remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. So that's the Holy One of Israel as well, the Lord and the mighty God. Number 9, not yet.
Well, see, and then mighty God, that points to Isaiah 9:6.
Mighty God points to Isaiah 9:6, it most certainly does. That's a term for the Messiah in Isaiah 9:6. What song do we sing? Vayikra Shemo. One of his names, El Gibor, which is Mighty God.
This is like an interstate highway all through here, isn't
it? Yeah. There's more. So, are we at number 9? Isaiah 12:6. Isaiah 12:6. This one is so clearly Yeshua that it's just not arguable. It starts in verse 4, and in that day, what day?
Day of the Lord.
Verse 6. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Who's going to rule and reign from Jerusalem through the Messianic kingdom?
Messiah.
So who's the Holy One of Israel here? Our Messiah Yeshua. Also called in verse 4, the Lord. And in verse 5, the Lord. Number 10, Isaiah chapter 17. Verse 7. Remember in John 1:1 it says, all things were made through him, without him nothing was made. Isaiah 17:7 says, in that day, what day?
The Lord.
A man will look to his maker, and his eyes will have respect for the Holy One of Israel. So who's the Holy One of Israel? The maker, which in John chapter 1 is Yeshua.
Colossians 1 too.
Colossians 1 also. Yep. I'm going to skip the next three because they're going to give repetitive information. But do you want the verses? Not really. Okay. So we'll go to number 14, which is Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, the Holy One of Israel appears three times in this chapter. I want to look at verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel. It's actually my Lord, the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Then I'm going to skip to number 17, which is Isaiah chapter 41, which adds some more important information. Isaiah 41, verse 14. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. So the Lord is our kinsman Redeemer, the only one who could redeem us from our sins, and is also the Holy One of Israel. Do we have any Redeemer other than Yeshua, our Messiah, who died for us? No. Number 20 adds a little bit. Isaiah 43, verse 3. Isaiah 43, verse 3. In verse 3, the Holy One of Israel is equated to three other things. For I am the Lord, there's the tetragrammaton, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Who is our Savior? Yeshua. Our Messiah, Yeshua. Yep, there shall be born in the city of David a Savior. Yep. In Isaiah 54, which is number 26, we add a little more information. For your Maker, the one who created us, is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He's called the God of the whole earth. So what do we learn here? Maker, husband, we're the bride of Messiah. The Lord of hosts, Revelation 19:11. Your Redeemer, the only one who could redeem us from sin, is the Holy One of Israel, and he's the God of the whole earth.
On that last one, you didn't give us the verse.
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5. Oh, I just get too excited. That's all. We could go over all 31, but the rest of it has more redundant kind of information. When it says the Holy One of Israel is our Lord, our God, our Maker, our Redeemer, our Savior, the Lord of hosts, it starts getting to be undeniable. So let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 50 and remind ourselves, why did we care? Because in verse 29, it ends with, for she has been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. So when Babylon took those cups and praise the gods of stone, who were they denigrating? The Lord, the God, our Maker, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Deliverer, the Lord of hosts, God of the whole earth. Yeah. Our husband, yeah. So verse 30.